This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Listen, we're talking about how to improve your marriage without your spouse even knowing what you're doing. And unfortunately, sometimes spouses just don't seem to be interested in getting some help or making things better. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. Part of it, I think, is this notion of living happily ever after. That, you know, once we get married, all the trouble should be behind us and there's nothing we need to really work on anymore. And, you know, yeah, nothing is perfect, but, you know, I'm okay and you should be okay too. Or I don't have any real problems. And if you got problems, well, you go to therapy, but I'm fine. I don't need any help. And, you know, and I generally, not always, certainly that tends to be men who fall into that trap more so than women, because men fear failure more than anything. And so it's hard for a man to admit that he needs help in his marriage. So, ladies, you got to be a little gentle with us, but keep bringing us along. But until then, right? So what can we do? Is there room? Let me ask you, is there room for you to become a better spouse? Is there room for you to be able to love your spouse better, more deeply, more gently? I know the answer to that is yes. Of course it is. We can all get better. Me, mostly at the top of that list, okay? So how do you go about doing that? What do you need to start doing differently that will let your spouse know that you love him or her? And so I have four ideas I want to share with you. And I think, you know, maybe in order of importance, although not, I mean, you know, pick one of the four and work on it in the next week or month or whatever. But first is focus on your friendship. Deepen your friendship with your spouse. And how do you go about doing that? Well, first and foremost, as you have to spend time together. You cannot deepen your friendship if you don't spend time together, right? And you have to spend time together, but without any interference at all. So no screens. The screens get in the way of so many of our relationships. It's isolating. It's just me and the screen, and I'm not even aware that you're in the same room, okay? So first, spend quality time together. Doing what? Doing things your spouse enjoys doing. Find out what your spouse really likes doing and go do it with him or her, right? Embrace their interests. Take an interest in their interests. You know, spend more time having fun. And when I start working with couples, one of the things I do is go online and fill out a pretty detailed questionnaire for me about, you know, what's going on inside their marriage. And without exception, I don't think there's been an exception of the hundreds of couples I've dealt with, questionnaire always comes back in the section, are you having fun together? And they always check no. The fun has gone out of their marriage. And that's one of the big warning signs that things aren't going well. We're just not enjoying each other's company anymore. So go have fun. I always encourage my couples to go bowling. I think bowling is a great couple bonding thing because here's the reasons. A, there's a little bit of violence involved in it because you got this big, heavy ball and you are whipping that thing down the alley and then you are knocking pins flying. So that kind of get rid of a little aggression there as you're throwing that heavy ball down the alley. And every once in a while you knock all the pins down. So that's pretty exciting, right? So I think it's a great thing for couples. And I will say this, and this goes back to one of my fond childhood memories, but I don't think there's any place in the world that has better French fries than bowling alleys. And I don't know what it is, but bowling alley French fries are the best. All right, so go bowling. And then last thing I'd say in terms of deepening friendship is look him or her in the eye. When you're talking to somebody, look them in the eye, it says, I care about you. I really want to know what's going on in your world. And I want to know what's going on in your inner world, what's going on in your heart. All right. So step number one to love your spouse and to fix your marriage, let your spouse even know what you're doing, is spend time together without interference, without screens, doing things your spouse enjoys doing, and maintain good eye contact. All right. Number two is focus on treating your spouse with greater kindness. Can't overestimate this one enough. Now, what does kindness look like? I think it's two things. Affirm and compliment. Affirm and compliment, right? So find something to be grateful for each day and thank your spouse for that. And then affirm the spouse. Tell your spouse that you are proud of who they are, that they've got wonderful virtue and wonderful qualities. And one of the ways to do this, I think, is to make a list of his or her qualities. A couple thoughts on that. Listen, the devil's number one point of attack to destroy marriages is to get you to focus on your spouse's defects. That's where Satan wants to focus your attention, or on the defects. And listen, every single human being has defects. So not that hard to do, because they're pretty obvious, especially when you're living with somebody 24/7. So here's the research. The research is kind of scary about this. People have really good, strong, solid marriages. Their ratio of positives to negatives is 5-1. So there's 5 compliments, 5 thank yous, 5 acts of kindness for every one time I blew it and I'm a little impatient or a little inconsiderate, okay? 5-1. The negatives are 5 times more powerful than the positives, right? Now, the couples who divorced, their ratio of positives to negatives, what do you think it might be? 1-1. Yeah, 1-1. It was even. I wasn't all negative. I was doing positives, but the negatives were about the same number, right? So treat your spouse with great kindness. Affirm, compliment, make that list of all the things that are positive about your spouse and review those. Times when you're angry or frustrated or you just want to throw in the towel, review the list of the things about your spouse that are so good. And then find a way to share that with your spouse every day too. Don't let a day go by that you don't affirm, compliment, and say something really positive to your spouse. All right, so that's number 2, focus on greater kindness. Number 3, focus on more physical touch. Physical touch is a really important part of what married life is all about. And here I'm not talking about bedroom stuff, although that's important, of course, but I'm talking about just holding hands. I'm talking about, you know, at the dinner table, just reaching over and squeezing your spouse's hand when you're talking about something sensitive or difficult, right? Hugging, snuggling on the sofa, just sitting next to each other, snuggle in with a bowl of popcorn, you know, on movie night or whatever it is, right? So this physical touch is really, really important. And I tell this story, I don't know if I've shared it on this station or not, but it shows the power of a hug. So my wife loves hugs, and I'm a big fan of those too. And so hugging is a pretty standard part of our life. And when the kids were home and small, you know, we'd give each other a hug and then a kid would see it and jump up, come running in. They'd get in the middle of the hug and then another kid would show up and now we'd have this group hug going. And then one of the bigger kids would show up. Now we're starting to tip over because the momentum has shifted and we're losing our center balance. But it was great. We had these family group hugs just spontaneously, which is a beautiful thing. And if you've got kids, you know what that's like. Well, my wife and I now are empty nesters for the first time in 40 years, but we've kept the hugging tradition alive. And the other day, I was hugging my wife in the kitchen. The dog came running in and jumped in the middle of us. I'm telling you, he got up on his hind legs, put his paws in the middle of us so we could pet him. So even dogs are fans of physical touch and a group hug. All right. So we love physical touch. All right. And, you know, and then, of course, you know, the ultimate gift of self that we get to enjoy in marriage. If things aren't going well in that dimension in the bedroom, generally it's because we're not doing well in the kitchen, which means we're not doing a good job with kindness and friendship. And if we up the kindness and if we up the friendship, then things usually take care of themselves later in the day. But, you know, if we've been fussing and fighting and you haven't treated me well and you know, well, we haven't done anything together and all of a sudden it's nighttime, I'm not feeling too intimate at that point because we just haven't connected at the level of friends and we haven't treated each other well. So anyway, physical touch, very important part of what married life is all about. And then number 4, focus on your spouse's needs more than your own. Spouse comes first, you now come second. That's a tough pill to swallow for a lot of people, all right? But do you put your spouse's needs ahead of your own? This is tough. We want fairness and we want balance. And when things seem out of balance, we want to put them back into balance. We want to even the score. So if I don't think you've been too nice to me, I'm not feeling the need to be too nice to you. If you've said something mean to me, I'm feeling permission to say something mean in return, right? And it's easy for us to feel like it's all give and no receive, right? And I certainly, when I'm working with couples, I hear the sentence, well, when is he going to start doing more nice things for me, you know, or the husband? All I do is bend over backwards and I don't get anything in return. I don't even get a thank you out of this, right? So it's really easy to look at what I'm not getting. But remember, this show is about how to improve your marriage, what you can do to improve your marriage. It's not about keeping score. And let me just say this, keeping score in a marriage is a really bad idea. Why do we keep score at sporting events? What's the reason we do that? So that we can determine who the winner is and who the loser is. Well, you know, making your spouse out to be a loser is not a good thing in your marriage. And when you keep score, you know, either you come out and decide the spouse is a loser or you're the loser. You're not getting what you're entitled to. You're not getting what you deserve. Bitterness starts to rise. Hard feelings start to rise and anger starts to rise. So keeping score will only end badly for you and for your marriage. So please do not keep score. Just put your spouse's happiness ahead of your own. And as your spouse gets happier, they will start automatically focusing more on your happiness as well. So, you know, it's the idea that as you do things that trigger positive emotions for your spouse, that will energize him or her to do nice things for you. And so when I'm in a good mood, it's easier for me to be pleasant. It's easy for me to say nice things. Okay. And this really works. It does work, I promise you. But it takes time and it takes patience. Do you love your spouse's defects? Do you see them as opportunities to grow in virtue? If you really see your spouse's defects as opportunities to grow in virtue, then they're not bad things anymore. Now they're opportunities to become a better, more virtuous person. So that's a big list that I just went through, these four things. But I would say, listen, pick one or two and focus on that until you get it down really well, and then move on to another one. So just quick review. Deepen your friendship. Spend time together without screens, without interference, and maintain good eye contact. One of the best indicators of the health of a marriage is how often does the couple actually spend looking at each other. It's an unbelievably accurate predictor of the health or the sickness in the marriage. So deepen your friendship. Treat your spouse with kindness. Affirm and compliment daily. Make a list of his or her qualities. Take care of your spouse's needs for physical touch, hugs and snuggles and hand-holding and just, you know, a little caress now and then, or just playfully bumping into each other as you walk past each other in the hallway, okay? And then focus more intently on your spouse's needs than on your own. And this is sacrificial love. This is the agape love that Jesus was the role model for us. This entire episode of Marriage Unhindered is on the updated Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers.